that you want to see this country move toward a political revolution.
As the rhetoric keeps sinking lower, the stakes in this election keep rising higher.
You say you want a revolution.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. This was an amazing evening, and I don't think I've ever had so many horrible, horrible things said about me in one week.
If you're frustrated with the corruption in Washington, the answer is not supporting someone like Donald Trump, who has been enmeshed in the D.C. corruption for 40 years.
We all want to change the world.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, we're going to get into it with the candidates and the primaries, but there was a nod to Sir George Martin, legendary producer of the Beatles, who died last night at the age of 90. We wanted to give George Martin his due before we get back into the political scene, which we'll do right now with another big night for Donald Trump and Senator Bernie Sanders, who defied the polls and pulled off an upset over Hillary Clinton in Michigan. Clinton posted an overwhelming victory in Mississippi and took home most of the delegates, too. But Trump really roared back last night. After losing to Senator Ted Cruz in Kansas and Maine over the weekend, he won huge in Michigan and Hawaii and Mississippi. And even before the people voted yesterday, the campaigns were already looking ahead to Tuesday. That's a day that could be pivotal in the chaotic and messy GOP primary. Big states like Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and of course Ohio go to the polls. And then one of the biggest, Florida. It carries a huge delegate haul of 99 in total, a winner-take-all format. Forget about all this, everyone gets a trophy proportional stuff. It's a big chance for Donald Trump to begin to sew up the Republican nomination and could be the final gasp of the faltering campaign of one young Florida senator named Marco Rubio. Brett Doster was a senior advisor for Governor Jeb Bush's campaign in South Carolina. He was also Florida political director for President George W. Bush's campaign. He's now the president of Frontline Strategies. That's a consultant group. And he thinks that Marco Rubio in Florida still has a chance.
First of all, critically speaking, it was a good night for two of the candidates last night. However, I will say this. I don't know that it matters that much. Florida is, in many ways, a beast unto itself. And there is a Florida favorite son who is currently running. And so as it stands right now, I think that last night's contest will continue to have some impact on what I would call the the punditry crowd and maybe on the donor crowd. But I don't know that it has a whole lot of effect on Florida.
You're a Marco Rubio supporter now, right?
No, I'm not a Marco Rubio supporter. I am leaning his way. He is a favorite son, and I know Marco. I think he would do a fine job, but I haven't express my support publicly yet.
Okay, now you know Marco, as you say, this the young senator from Florida. After last night's performance in a couple of third and fourth place finishes, heading into Florida, we all know the story that Marco has to win or he's pretty much out. But what does he do at this point? Is there really a case, do you think, given the repeated losses everywhere except Minnesota, for Marco Rubio to continue?
Well, I do. Let me say this. Florida is, as I said, it's a state unto itself. It's very reflective of about three different regions, one territory, and an international community. And it's winner take all. So Marco is nipping at Donald Trump's heels. If he wins here next Tuesday night, he'll collect 99 delegates, which will be a huge boost of momentum for his campaign. You know, there are still conceivably enough delegates left on the table for someone to catch Donald Trump at this point. And I think Marco could do it. He's got the passion. He has the, in my opinion, he has the ability, the oratorical skills and the ability to inspire people, not just, you know, sort of appeal to their darker angels, so to speak, as Trump does. And I think he would have a shot. But he does need to do well next Tuesday night.
He does. And let's deal for a second with the punditry class that you just referred to. Many people are saying, I'll use that phrase, that Marco Rubio could win in Florida, but winning your home state and just your home state isn't a case to be the nominee of a party when you basically don't win anywhere else.
Well, that's right. I mean, Rubio and Kasich are facing the same problem from that standpoint. But I do think that coming off of next Tuesday night, if he has a strong performance, that Marco could be positioned to go deep in this process and potentially catch Donald Trump. But you're absolutely right, Todd. You have to start showing an ability to win in other states besides your hometown.
There have been a couple of weeks now of concerted big money attacks on Donald Trump on television, on radio, attacking his businesses, Mitt Romney, other people. We've all seen them. These attacks haven't worked. Donald Trump is soldiering on.
Yeah, you got to give the Donald credit because he is a very resilient and he's obviously a showman who's not cowed by any kind of attacks or by people pointing out his perhaps inconsistencies on policy in the past. With that being said, I do believe that Republican voters are some of the more sophisticated, particularly the base voters, are the more sophisticated voters in the marketplace today. When you look at Donald Trump's record on policy, he does not pass muster. And it is baffling to me why he's performed so well. I know that there's a lot of angst and anger, but Donald Trump is not a conservative. You can call him a populist. You can call him, you can call him a lot of things, but conservative is not one of them. And I know that he's using those talking points now, but as people are settling more into watching these candidates, as it has the other candidates have been strained out of the process and you're down to the last two or three, I think that there could be an unmasking of Donald Trump that could catch him at the end of this campaign process.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. And I want to go back to Rubio and sort of how he sees himself in the larger picture of doing what a lot of Republicans want to do, which is stopping Trump. I know Marco Rubio wants to win. I know he wants to be president. You know this guy to some extent. At what point do you think he looks at himself, looks at the rest of the field and says, it's better for all of us if I drop out and let Ted Cruz go head to head with Donald Trump and try to derail his candidacy?
Well, obviously, I don't think that decision needs to be made this week. Look, I think there is a little bit of an obsession with Donald Trump in the Republican marketplace. I think that maybe the few remaining candidates need to be stopped or stop focusing so much on a Stop Trump campaign and focus more on inspiring the American people about what they can do for the country. I think people are really hungry right now for some leadership. And even in his dark style and in his Carnival Barker style, Donald Trump is offering that strong leadership that people are yearning for. But they need to see a counter to that, and they need to see something that's more hopeful and definitely something that's less vulgar.
Hasn't happened yet, Brett Doster. I got to ask you straight up. Do you think your party's in trouble if there's a contested convention or if Donald Trump is the nominee? Is the Republican Party in big trouble nationally?
Contested convention, no. If Donald Trump is the nominee, I think my party's in real trouble. And frankly, I think the country's in trouble. Our brand over the past 25, 30 years since Reagan has been the conservative party, fiscally conservative, socially conservative, conservative on national defense policy. I think that Donald Trump muddles the waters for us as to what our brand is. And that's the debate that we're having right now.
The last stand perhaps for Senator Marco Rubio in Florida, and also maybe the last stand of the brand of the Republican Party as Donald Trump continues to amass delegates heading into Florida and Ohio. Brett Doster in Florida, president of Frontline Strategies, former senior advisor on Jeb Bush's campaign and also political director for President George W. Bush's presidential campaign. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thank you, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.